The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see all of you gathered here this morning in the sanctuary. I believe we've got a few people out in the parking lot. Welcome this morning to our parking lot. But you're a part of us this morning. You can hear me out there. And then I want to give a special welcome to those that are viewing us online as well. They're tuning in as well this morning. So great to see all of you this morning. I want to start off with a couple of statements. If you had to put a theme together for today's worship, the theme would be perseverance, okay? Perseverance. So here are a couple statements. I want to see if you can finish off these statements with the final word, okay? Start with an easy one. The tough get going when the going gets tough. All right, A+. Everyone got that. That's too easy. All right, how about this one? This is Abraham Lincoln. I am a slow walker, but I never go back. Yep, did you know that? Abraham Lincoln said that. I'm a slow walker, but I never go back. And then finally, how about this one? Age wrinkles the body. Quitting kills the soul. Yep. Tim, you got that one? All right, you get a treat after church today. Do you know who said that? Age wrinkles the body, quitting kills the soul. Douglas MacArthur. All right. Yep, Douglas MacArthur. We're going to be encouraged today to persevere. And I believe the one person in the Bible that really personifies this, of course, is Jesus. We're going to hear about how he is tempted in the wilderness as our Bible study. Elder Merv led us this morning so well in that study. Jesus did persevere for those 40 days in the wilderness, but if I had to pick a second person that really persevered, that we can take a look at and be encouraged in these days, that person, I believe, is Joseph. That's why we're going to be focusing on Joseph over the next few weeks heading into Easter. It is just great encouragement here for us to really persevere, to dig in, and move forward in life. And so we pray that that's a blessing for you. We also have some important announcements to share this morning at church. The first is that we heard the news about the Oregon Health Authority lifting the mask mandate on March 12th. In addition, we did not hear that Benton County is going to extend that. So starting next Sunday, March 13th, masks are going to be optional inside the building at Peace Lutheran Church. So if you wear a mask, that's okay. If you don't wear a mask, that's okay. I would also encourage you, if you have any concerns, we want to be attentive to those concerns that you have. Seek out an elder. Seek out someone on the hygiene team to share that, because we want to make sure that you feel safe and secure. But we're just matching what we've done from the very beginning, following what we've been asked to do. Masks are going to be optional next Sunday, March 13th. A follow-up to that, guess who won't be here next Sunday for that moment? Man, did I plan that? I did not plan that out. But I will not be here next Sunday, March 13th. We're actually going to be down in Florida for a week. The Northwest District is sending me down for a conference for 4 or 5 days to get some training. I'm taking the kids with me and also Alicia, so it should be a great time. One thing that I do want to share with the congregation, I know the council's heard this, but also the elders have heard this as well, but it's important for me to announce this. I have been nominated to be the vice president for the Oregon region of the Northwest District Missouri Synod. That's not something I sought out. It was simply I was the person that was chosen by my peers to serve in that position. That doesn't mean there's any change for me personally. I'll be serving here at Peace Lutheran Church. There's a chance it might not happen, but it's important for you to know that because that change will happen in just 2 months away, in June. If you have any thoughts about that, seek me out, talk to the elders, but nothing to worry about. But I just want to let everyone know that so you know what's happening. Also next Sunday, there's some other important things that are happening. Notice I'm not going to be here and all these crazy things are happening. Next Sunday, the clocks are moving forward, so you got to remember that. Also next Sunday is Mite Box Sunday. So remember your mites. And then also next Sunday, the Ladies Guild's been really working hard, and Peggy may be speaking about this, so I may be sharing a little too early here, but I was asked to do this by Gianni. The invitations for the luncheon, the Spring Ladies Luncheon, the invitations are going to be out on a table in the narthex next Sunday. We need the ladies to pick those invitations up. And the date for that luncheon is very special, is going to be May 14th. And so we really need to get that information out to you in that invitation. Peggy, do you want to speak any more about that?
I think that just about covers it. I was asked to announce Mike Box Sunday, and that's already been announced several times.
Yep.
Mike Box Sunday. The invitations, each lady will be have an invitation prepared for them. And the expense of mailing is so high, we are wanting you to pick them up. If someone lives near you that didn't come, if you want to pick their invitations up, take them. Their invitations, that would be nice too. We'll have a poster up telling you all about our guest speaker, Jane Kirkpatrick. The ticket, you'll get your invitation starting next Sunday, but the tickets officially for the luncheon go on sale April 3rd. And you have 1 month, you have till May 1st to buy your tickets.
Awesome. Yeah, great. Yep, that was clear.
Oh, the tickets are $15 for a luncheon and Jane Kirkpatrick.
That's great. $15. That's fantastic. Also, I chair while I'm away, if you do are in need of pastoral assistance, you are in excellent hands with the elders here at the congregation. I'll send out an email today just to let you know who those people are. I think you know who they are. We got Elder Rick right over here, the wild and crazy Elder Rick. We also got Elaine Schwartz. I don't think she's here today. Let's see, Kay Glather, don't know, yep, Kay's right here. And then, let's see, two more, Oscar Gutbrod, yep, right over there. And then Merv Munster, our cameraman today. He also led Bible study. This is like, you have all these tricks that you do, Merv, so talented. Thank you. All right, today is a Communion Sunday. Did everyone receive a package before we begin the service? Jeanette, did we get those out to everyone that wanted one? Communion package. I know that we've got more people than... If you did not get one, please raise your hand. We want to make sure that's an opportunity that everyone receives Holy Communion before we begin. All right, we've got a few people that didn't get one. Great. And then finally, I'm going to introduce those that are leading us in our song and in our singing. Colleen Schultz is playing for us on the piano. Thank you, Colleen. And Bob Glather is singing. He's our lead singer, guiding us in our worship music.